Bezer Shem is Bochum, we begin Perek Hamish, the fifth chapter in the Dalmas Hilchas Brachas, Laws of Blessings, Save Av, Book of Love, where in this Perek we discuss the Birchas Hazimun, which is an invitation for others to make Birchas Hamazon. As Rambam gives a halacha regarding those first that are obligated in Birchas Hamazon and benching. Nashim, Vavadim, slaves, women, Chayim Birchas Hamazon, they are obligated in Birchas Hamazon. But there's a doubt regarding this. Are they biblically obligated? Why would that be? It doesn't have a set time. So any mitzvah that's not a specific time, they're obligated. Maybe they would not be biblically obligated. The reason for that is because it says in Birchat Hamazon, Allah, giving thanks to Hashem for the land that He gave to you, which the land was not given to be divided amongst the women, only the men, so maybe they're not biblically obligated. Now, therefore, they cannot fulfill the obligation of adult males for their obligation, because as explained already in Perek Aleph, someone who's only rabbinically obligated cannot exempt someone who's biblically obligated, and they might be rabbinically obligated. So that's the doubt regarding women and slaves. But most definitely, Hakatanim, the children, they are obligated in Birchas Hamazon, but they're definitely Medeiros Sevim only from rabbinic law, because they're not bar mitzvah yet, and that's Kedei Lechanchem HaMitzvahs, but they are rabbinically obligated to train them in the mitzvahs. Halacha Beis regarding this idea of Birchas Hazimun. Shleisha she'achlu pas ke'echad, when you have three people eating bread together as one, chayavim levarach Birchas Hazimun koidim Birchas Hamazon. They have to make the bracha of the invitation before the bracha of the food, which one person invites the others to bench with him. What is this bracha of the invitation? If the ones who were eating together were from the number 3 to number 10 of quantity. So one of them makes a bracha, a blessing, and he says like this, let us bless the one that from whom we have eaten. And everyone responds, blessed is the one that we have eaten from his. And in his goodness we live. And then the mevarach goes back and he says, yes, Baruch Shekhan Mishlev Debuchinu, blessed is the one that we have eaten from what is his, and it's from his goodness that we live. Halacha Gimel. And then he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekin Melchayim, blessed be Hashem our God, King of the world, Azan Nesha'ilim, Kule Beduvoy, that sustains the whole world with his goodness. And that's the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon. Atcha Gimel, our bracha simply concludes all the four blessings of Birchas Hamazon. Vehim Einin Amin Acha Kabracha Bracha. And they, those who are listening and participating, they respond Amin to after every single bracha that he says. Halacha Dal. Now, let's say those that were eating together were from a minion, what's called 10, a quorum, and more. Then Mezamnim B'Shem. Then they do the Birchas Hazimun with God's name. Ketzer Haso. Hamavarach Eimer, the one who's making the bracha, he says, Nevarach Le'Lekeinu Shecham Shlei. Let us bless our God that we've eaten from what is His. Ve'inam, and they respond, Baruch Elikeinu. Bless our God Shecham Shlei that we've eaten from His. B'tuvachin, and in His goodness we live. V'chayzvam, he goes back and he says, yes, Baruch Elikeinu, bless our God Shecham Shlei that we eat from is His. B'tuvachin, and is His goodness that we survive. U'maschal Birchas Hamazon, and then he begins the Birchas Hamazon. Now, if someone is having a meal by the groom, by the wedding. So even before the wedding, when they start preparing the needs of the wedding meal and it's all its preparations, so already from that time on, they're ready. The festivities in the air. Until 30 days after the wedding, mevarach, you make the bracha in the Birchas Hazimun. Mevarach, let us bless. Shahasimcha b'ma'inai, that the joy is in his abode. Shachalnu mishlei that we're beaten by mizmin. Hashem is happy by this simcha, and we mentioned that in part of the Birchas Hazimun. And then, amen. The other is to respond. Baruch, yeah, blesses shahasimcha b'ma'inai that the joy is in his abode. Shachalnu mishlei b'chul that we have eaten of, which is his, etc. Star after 10. So Mabarak make the bracha, Mabarak Lelikenu. Let us bless our God, Shasimcha B'mayna, the joy is in his Ma'in, Shacham Shalda, that we're beaten, which is his. And they respond, Baruch Lelikenu, Shasimcha B'chulu, blesses our God, that the joy, etc. And Machin Suda Shalaisin Isa Achan Nisuin. Now, even a meal that they make after the wedding, but if it's Machmas and Nisuin, it's because of the wedding that he's celebrating his marriage. Achneim Asachadish, until 12 months after the Chasna, Mabarak, you still make the bracha, Shasimcha B'mayna, that the joy is in his abode. Halachav regarding who's obligated in Birchas Hazimun. Everyone is obligated in this bercha of the invitation, just like they're obligated in the Birchas Hamazon. And that's a fillah kahanim sha'ochel kachar kachar bazar. Even the kahan that eating the holiest of holies in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, meaning even if there's a mitzvah to eat it. And you would think to say that's not considered v'achalta because that sounds like a volitional eating. But still it says v'savatam, which would mean anything that makes you satisfied, even if you're eating from the karbanos. And mechen kahanim b'yisraelim sha'ochel kachar. Even kahanim b'yisraelim are eating together. V'ochel kam truma b'yisrael chulin. They come eating truma and yisrael eating chulin, which the Yisrael cannot really eat from the truma that the Kohen's eating, because the Zar cannot eat truma, still Chayav Mezimin, they're still obligated in the Zimin, which is like only when they're eating together of the invitation, because since the Kohen could eat what the Yisrael is eating, he combines with him, but the Baruch HaZimun, and Kechayav Mezimin, HaZimun, just like they have the obligation of Berachas HaZimun, they could all join together in the Berachas HaZimun. Halacha Zayin. Nashim Bavadim Ketan. Women, slaves, minors. Now, Ein Mezam Nalein. You cannot combine them for the Zimun, for this bracha of the pre-Berachas HaMazon, Ab Mezam La'atman, but they can make Zimun by themselves. But, V'loitei Chaburish Al-Nashim Bavadim Ketan. We shouldn't have a group of all those besides the men, meaning putting all the women and the slaves and the children together. Now, Pritz is because of licentiousness. Having the slaves and the women is a problem, and the slaves with the children is a problem. Al-Nashim La'atman, rather, you should have the women by themselves, Or let's say if they eat with the men, they could fulfill the obligation with the Berachas HaZimun of the men. Va'avadim la'atzman, the slaves by themselves, ikitam la'atzman, or the minors by themselves. But blavach le'izam b'shem, as long as they don't, when they're doing it by themselves, do it with Hashem's name, because a davar shebekedusha requires 10 adult males, which is not the case over there. Androgynous, someone that has both signs of gender, so mezamen l'minay, he can make zimun only from his type, if you have 10 androgynouses. But he cannot join the Zimun, loy l'nashim, loy l'nashim, not for women, not for men, because he's a doubt. And we said that women cannot join with men, so therefore, he cannot join with either men or women. It would have to be just 10 androgynous. Now, v'atumtim, someone that we don't have understanding of any sign of gender, because a piece of skin is covering over the genital area, well, in mezamen kol, cannot do Zimun at all. Even with 10 tumtims, the reason that is because the tumtim, sometimes the skin tears or through an operation, you find that he's a male. Sometimes you find that he's a female. And therefore, you cannot combine even with another tumtim because one might find out to be a male, one might turn out to be a male, and we can't combine the two of them. Katan ha'idei l'mim avarchan, a child who knows to whom they're blessing, meaning understands that it's a blessing for Hashem, mezam l'lav, you could join him with the zimun, v'afu b'yishuk ben sheva ben shemayin, even though he's only 7 or 8 years old. Umitzar, if you combine Ben Amin Ashleisha, whether you're making a Zimun of 3, Ben Amin Ashleisha, whether you're making a Zimun of 10, when you're mentioning God's name, Lezaman Lam, to do the Zimun, including him. But Vanachri Imr Zaman Lam, but a non-Jew, even if he already had the Bris Mil and is waiting to convert, he just didn't table the Mikveh yet, he's still a non-Jew, you cannot do a Zimun with him. Halacha Ches. Imr Zaman, you cannot do Zimun, Ela Misha Ochel Gezayis Pasal Mala, only if you ate an olive size of bread and more. Now, Shevisha Ochel Pasal, if you have 7 people ate bread, Uchleisha Ochel Monyarik, but you have 3 that actually did not eat bread. They only ate vegetables, like cereal or brine, or kitzim, similar types of things. So for 3 people, yeah, each one has to eat bread. But when you're doing for a minyan people, and you want to say Hashem's name, so you have 3, but you actually have 7, but you don't have all 10. So as long as you have 7 that ate bread, even the other 3 ate other types of things, they will combine so that you can make the zim with God's name. But who, as long as Shiyam Avark, the one who's doing the brach of the zimun, he's leading it, is ma'ichla pasta from those who ate bread. But if you only have 6 or 8 bread, barba, yerek, and 4 or 8 vegetables, aim and starve and not going to combine, even though the majority is bread, until what's called, those who eat the bread are a recognizable majority, which is 7 and more, not just 6 versus the 4. You have to have 7 versus the 3. Now, but Benvrim, when we say this, is basar, by 10 people, like we mentioned. But if it's a zimun of 3, and every single one of them has to eat an olive-sized piece of bread, only then can you do zimun. Halacha test regarding combining for zimun. So, shnayim sha'achlu. If 2 people ate, and they finished eating, now a third person, as they finished, a third person sitting down and he starts eating. So, if they could eat with him a minute amount, meaning they're not stuffed, even from other types of foods. So they're still, so to speak, still eating then. Then they combine with him to make the zimun. Now, the greatest sage of those who are reclining, he makes the zimun for them, even if he's the only one that came last, still he'll be the one that will get the honor of the zimun. You have 3 people eating together as one. They're not allowed to separate, that each one should make their own Berachas HaMazon, because they really were obligated in the Berachas HaZimun, which is a joint Berachas HaMazon, which honors God with the special bracha of Berachas HaZimun. So through 4 or 5, you can't separate because each one has a halachic obligation of Zimun. Now, if there's 6 people, they could separate, that you should have 3 do one Zimun and 3 do another Zimun. Up until 10. Because when you have 10, you can't separate because 10 allows you to do with Hashem's name. If you separate 5 and 5, you're not going to have Hashem's name. Now, Masar Lamala, when you're 10 and above, they're also not allowed to separate. Everyone has obligation to do the Zimun with God's name. Until you have 20. When you have 20, then you could have 2 tens. Shekozman Shecholku, because as long as they're gonna divide, but here birchas aziman, lachalchelik b'chelik, kizimna kol, that you'll be able to have the birchas aziman for each part as you would have the zimun of all the together, then yesh mechol, then they could divide. But if you're gonna be missing out something either from the zimun or the zimun of Hashem's name, then you're not allowed to separate in that way. Lachir Aleph, Shlesha b'nei Adam, if you have three individual people, Shabo Mishosh Chaburis, they came from three different groups, Shoshlesha, that each original group had three people. And now those three from the three different groups are all together as one. They're not allowed to separate because it already took effect on them, the obligation of a Zeman when they ate in their group and they made the bracha with Zeman. So although that these three people didn't eat together, but since they had their obligation from the first group and they left, now in their new group, okay, now you have three people, now you have to make Zeman together, you're not allowed to separate. Now, v'mkvar zimun kolecha b'achamim b'chabur shalom, but if each one already had zimun done on him in his first group, in other words, not literally zimun, but he combined for zimun. For example, let's say he went out to the street and the two remaining called him and they did zimun him like we're going to see in Halacha Yud Gimel, so then Rishon L'Chalik, then they are permitted to separate even if they actually all three ate together again, these three from the original groups ate together after they combined, since that was not their original place that they had eaten their meal, so even though they're eating together again, they would be able to separate. Now, ve'im chayim b'zimun, and they wouldn't be obligated in zimun, shekvar zimun alim, because they already had zimun done on them, so already removed their obligation of zimun. Shleisha shiyosh v'lechol pas, there were three people that sat to eat bread, even if everyone's eating from his own bread, in mishol m'cholik, they're not allowed to separate, because it's not the bread that combines them, it's the fact that they're eating together, it obligates them in zimun, which is what they're doing. Lachid be'i shtecha buris, shoy oichlin b'bay sechad, but there's two different groups of people eating in one room. When some of them see some of the other group, they could combine to make one joint zimun. But if not, they have to do their own zimun, they have to do their own zimun, they consider separate. But if there's one waiter that's serving both of them, that he goes and serves from one group to the other group, then he combines them for one zimun, even if some of those of one group will not be able to see some of them from the other group. But as long as sheish mushtein kol devar mevarach mevarach, as long as both groups could hear the bracha of the one who's making the zimun very clearly. Halachid gimel shleish shachul. If you have three people that are eating, biyatzach and the one of them goes out to the street, so karim loy, they call out to him kadei shicham l'shmoyim hashemem, that he should listen and pay attention to what they're saying. Mezam nolav v'hu b'shuk, while he's still in the street, they can make a zimun with him included. And then he fulfills his obligation, which is what we reference in Halacha Yud Aleph. So although he himself didn't do Zimun yet because he didn't bench, but he went out, they're doing Zimun, those two, because of him. When he goes back to his room, to his house, he'll go back and make a Berchus Mazel by himself. Now, that's regarding three. And that's where he said that you'd have a group of three people, that each one had Zimun done on him, so even though he didn't technically do it himself, it was already done through him, so then they wouldn't have to make, they would be able to separate. But if you have 10 people that were eating, one of them went out to the street, so now they only have 9. They cannot say, hey, listen, while you're there outside, they cannot do zimun him until he comes back to his place, and he sits down with them, because since you're mentioning God's name, it's not honorable to do it in such a way that I'm not having all 10 together sitting as one. If you have three people eating as one, but one of them didn't wait for Berchus Zimun. He went and made bench on his own. Mezamnulav, the other two could still do Zimun on him. Again, the similar idea that he could be a vehicle for Zimun, even though Viyatzu Hashnami Dechay Bezimun. So those two will fulfill the obligation of Zimun. But Vahuli Yatzu Bezimun, he will not be fulfilling his obligation with the Zimun. Shein Zimun Mafrei, you can't do Zimun retroactive. He already benched and can't do Zimun after. Zimun is preparing, is inviting, and you can't do that after you already benched. But they will fulfill it with him because ultimately he had eaten with them. Look at the Zvav regarding fulfilling one's obligation or another's obligation in Birchas Hamazon. Shnayim shachol ke'achad. You have two people that eat together as one. Kol echad lechem mevarach l'atzma. Each one makes their own Birchas Hamazon. There's no zimun. Zimun is one person doing it for the rest, and they're listening to his benching. That's only when you have three. But two, everyone does their own benching. Now v'mhoye echem yidei. But let's say one of them knows how to bench. V'echad en yidei. The other one does not know how to say Birchas Hamazon. Zeshidei mevarach b'kol ram. So the one who knows how to says it out loud. And the other one, the second one, responds amen to every single bracha, and fulfills his obligation. A son could do this berachas amazon for his father. A slave could do this for his master. And the woman could make the berachas amazon for her husband. And they can fulfill their obligation by just responding amen to the one who's doing the berachas amazon with them. The sages said, a curse should come l'misha ishto b'nei mevarach for someone that his wife or his children are doing berachas hamazon for him, where either because he didn't learn and you know, that he needs his children or his wife to make brachas mazon for him. Or if he did learn, he should be cursed because he's degrading his creator, who is making that these types of shluchim should be saying brachas mazon for him, and him responding omer without saying the words himself. When do we say that a person can fulfill his obligation by these other individuals that are making brachas mazon for him? Is bizman she'achlu b'lei savu. Only if the adult male had eaten, but not that he was satiated. He was just ate a little bit. Then the benching is only rabbinic, because biblically it's only b'chalta v'savata when you're satisfied. Ah, l'fikach mitzin le'sim katan. Therefore, that's where he could have his child, a minor, or a eved, or a slave, or a isha, or a woman, fulfill midei chavasim from their obligation, because they're also rabbinically obligated. But if let's say he ate and he was satisfied, he's full. Where he now he's biblically obligated in Berchaz Amazin. Ah, then Benisha, whether it's a woman, Ben Katan, whether a minor or Eber or a slave, they cannot fulfill his obligation. Why not? Because whoever is biblically obligated in something, you cannot have someone else fulfill his obligation. Only someone that's biblically obligated like him. And then he can fill it with them. But if they're only rabbinically obligated, he cannot fulfill his biblical obligation. Look, it's then regarding someone hears Zeman, but he didn't partake of the meal. Someone walks in by others. They're about to start benching, and they're saying the bracha of Zimun. So in Matzam Avraham, if he walks in the moment when the Mevarach says, Nevarach, let us bless, so who? And he responds, Baruch hu u'mevarach, blessed is he, and let him be blessed. Meaning, he leaves out the word Shechalna Mishalai, because he didn't eat with them, but he does respond to the blessing. But if he already finds that those other eaters are responding to Mevarach, and they're responding, Baruch Shechal Mishalai, blessed is the one that we ate from him, so then, Hu Ayin Achrein Amen. So what he does is, he just responds Amen to affirm the blessing that they responded to the Mevarach, that to bench Hashem, which he's definitely affirming, they're benching Hashem for the food that they ate from him.